Welcome to the internet broadcast of Big Z Sports.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Sammy Sue's Barbecue Big Z Sports Podcast. I'm Joe Geckler. He is Chris Kale. Chris, man, it's getting cold. We're a week from Christmas, a little less than a week from Christmas as we record here on Tuesday the 20th. I know you had a busy weekend, but a lot of big things going on over the weekend in the sports world, and a lot of good high school stuff going on as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, of course, the Cleveland Cavaliers got back on the winning track at L.A., but probably going to be without Kevin Love. Tonight, we'll talk about that. Of course, the Cleveland Browns fall to 0-14, might be without Terrell Pryor. We'll talk more about that. And, yeah, a lot of high school stuff. The OSU women got handled, we'll say, by number one UConn.
Did we expect anything else?
Probably not.
Okay.
Of course, the OSU men, they got handled.
Well, they held their own.
They absolutely held their own until late in the second half when UCLA pulled away.
When the talent took over.
Yeah. You know, but nonetheless, you know, Ohio State played well for a little while. They kind of hung around, you know, anywhere between 4 and 8 point deficit for most of the game. And then UCLA pulled away at the end. And then, of course, the biggest game for me and you, the Steelers kicked 6 field goals and took down the Bengals in Cincinnati.
That was ridiculous. I kept watching the score. I didn't see it. I was at Garraway's awards banquet on football awards banquet on Sunday, and during the game while it was going on, I kept looking at the ESPN just to see the score, and I'm like, oh wow, you know, Bengals are making a game of it, and they were up 20-9 at one point, and I'm going, oh my gosh, this is going to be a bad day for Chris if this continues, you know, whatever. And then by the time I get home, I saw that the Steelers had come back and won, and I'm going, are you kidding me?
Well, it's a tale. I agree with what Ben said. It was a tale of two halves, but it was one of those deals where you watch the first half and you said, look, you know, the Bengals were completely outplaying Pittsburgh. And if Pittsburgh would have put the ball in the end zone 2 or 3 times instead of kicking 6 field goals, it would have been a blowout. And that's the bad thing is Cincinnati played with more passion, with more grit, with more determination in the first half. And then it was like they went into halftime and they lost all their momentum. The Steelers must have had one heck of a halftime, you know, speech from Mike Tomlin or somebody. And they came out and still kept kicking field goals, but they played better and then finally got in the end zone late in the fourth quarter. And I don't know what to say. It was one of those games where I walked in with one of my Bengals buddies up at work, and I said, man, this is about the most boring game I've seen in a long time. And then when the Steelers took the lead, you know, I was kind of hooting and hollering. He's like, well, I thought it was boring. And I'm like, well, it still kind of is, but now I'm on the right side of the boring. So, you know, it is what it is, but it all comes down, the AFC Central all comes down to next week, regardless of what happened last week in Cincinnati.
Or the AFC North.
Or the AFC North, I mean, yeah, the old AFC Central. But the AFC North all comes down to next week, regardless of what happens in Cleveland next week, regardless of what happened in Cincinnati last week. The game is on Christmas Day at 4:30 between Baltimore and Pittsburgh at the big ketchup bottle. And that is
the ketchup bottle. Huh?
That is the only game that matters. And, you know, all I can say is beat the Ratbirds because I can't stand the Ratbirds, and I would really hate to be, you know, 10-6 and miss the playoffs.
Oh, I agree. And
because that's going to be terrible.
And if you look back at the Bengals-Steelers game, and if you're a fan of offensive football and everything, you got to go to a game, sit in the cold, you know, especially if you went to the game and you're a Bengals fan in Cincinnati. You go to the game and you get to see eight field goals between both teams. 6 by the Steelers, 2 by the Bengals. At least the Bengals kicker didn't miss 3 or 4. And
no, it's because he played for Pittsburgh 2 weeks earlier.
True, yeah. So, you know, and it's like, you know, 8 field goals. I mean, in the NFL football game, that's why I continue to say college football is so much better than the NFL.
How weird is that for Randy Bullock, though? You know, Mike Nugent gets cut. Obviously, 2 weeks prior, Chris Boswell, the kicker for the Steelers, Bos goes down with an abdominal injury like last minute, like Saturday night. They call Randy Bullock and said, look, we need you to show up in Pittsburgh tomorrow and kick for us. So he shows up Sunday morning, meets everybody, goes out on the field, and he goes 3 for 3 and hadn't even walked in the stadium in a couple years. Then they cut him the next day because Boz is healthy enough to come back the following week. And then Nugent gets cut, and Bullock ends up signing with the Bengals last week and kicks two field goals for them.
Yeah, we'll stay on the NFL kick, Chris, and the Browns continue their winless ways this year in 2016 season. They fall to the Bills 33-13. Another big loss for them, as well as on the field. Terrell Pryor tore some ligaments in his finger. He's going to have surgery at the end of the year. Probably going to play through it. He's listed as questionable for the last two games, and it'll be interesting to see if you know, they got the Chargers this weekend, which everybody's circling on their calendar like, okay, this is the win if they're going to get it. Well, guess what? I don't think that's going to be a possibility because the Chargers aren't that bad of a team. You got Joey Bosa, who's having a remarkable rookie year, even though he missed the first couple games, I think. But you know what? The Chargers are going to come across. They're not going to want to be that team that the Browns beat. So they're going to be motivated that way. Plus, it's Christmas Eve, and they're not going to want to spend their Christmas knowing they got beat by the Browns.
Well, okay, here's my take on the Browns-Bills game. First of all, I had the Bills on my 33 board, so I won some money, so I was actually happy about the Bills-Browns game. The other thing is...
You weren't betting, were you?
Gambling? No, 33 board. You know what a 33 board is?
But okay.
Yeah. Well, if you draw teams out of a hat.
Okay.
And if your team hits 33, you pay $16 for that team.
Okay.
If your team hits 33, then you win the pot that week, and basically it's $16 every week, $32 for each team, and then you take that with the bye weeks and everything else, and the pot, if nobody hits the first week, it just keeps going, sweet, keeps going. So, yeah, that's
helps,
33
right?
board. It's pretty good. But anyway, yeah, everything's good during Christmas, right? $20 is good during Christmas to win on a scratch-off ticket.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever you got to do.
You ain't kidding.
But my other thought on the Browns-Bills game is Terrell Pryor better play through the injury.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
There's no reason for
he needs to play through the injury.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Pryor needs to play through the injury. RG3 needs to play through whatever he needs to do. RG3... This is the last two games for RG3 to pretty much, you know, are you going to be the quarterback here moving forward? In my opinion, I don't think that he's going to be. He has not looked good at all. Bits and pieces, I think. He shows flashes of old, but I think that knee injury, you know, his second year, I think it messed him up, and I don't think he's ever been the same since then. I'm not sure that he's ever going to be the same.
They say when you suffer a gruesome knee injury like he did, it takes you some time. Carson Palmer for the Bengals was never the same after he got hurt. You know, you're gun shy as a quarterback, somebody coming low, and you don't finish your throws, but you know, you get gun shy if somebody's coming down low and you think somebody's going to hit you in the leg again, and you get kind of worried about it. Sometimes you just got to go out there and take a big hit and get it out of your mind, saying, okay, I'll be all right. The injury I had was a fluke, but you know what? Some quarterbacks can't do that.
Right. I think it's a lot of mindset, and you know, go back to Le'Veon Bell. Two knee injuries, two devastating knee injuries, 2 years in a row. And look at what he's doing this year.
By the same team.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think the 1 year it was probably a little cheap, but the second year it just happens to be.
Yeah, perfect.
It was a bad break, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
no pun intended.
Yeah.
But the first year was probably kind of.
But it's weird because a running back gets hit more than what a quarterback does,
sure,
obviously. So it's weird that a running back would come back, you know, mentally easier and quicker than a quarterback would. I guess maybe it's because he gets hit more.
Sure.
And after a while, you just realize, hey, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, Terrell Pryor, you know, I think that he's definitely become a good wide receiver in the NFL. I think he could play for anybody at the wide receiver position. Sammy Coates for the Steelers had two dislocated fingers and has played through it. I would think that a little torn ligament in his finger, you know, Terrell Pryor would be able to continue on, and I hope he does, because I'd really like to see him do well. Plus, I have him on one of my fantasy teams.
Absolutely. The rest of the schedule for Week 16 of the NFL kicks off on Thursday, December 22nd, with the Giants and Eagles. The Giants are 2.5-point underdogs. I'm sorry, 2.5 point favorites. The Browns, Chargers. Chargers are 6 point favorites. That game is at 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Now, all these
most games are Christmas Eve.
There's two games on Christmas Day, and there's one game on Monday after Christmas. But the and the Bengals Texans are the night game on Saturday night at 8:25. Bengals at Texans. Texans are 1.5 point favorites.
How about the Texans benching Brock Osweiler?
His era is over before it got started in Houston.
Yeah,
I mean, Tom Savage, their quarterback. Yeah.
Tom Savage, the former Pitt Panther quarterback, is now the quarterback of the Texans moving forward. We'll have to see what happens with Osweiler. I'm very surprised at this because I really think Osweiler, you know, is a good quarterback.
I don't think he is. I think
really?
I really don't. I think he would have had this year in Denver too. I really do. I think he's
neither quarterback in Denver is really
I would take Simeon over.
Simeon's
Osweiler.
Not really having that great of a year and Paxton Lynch really didn't do much.
I think Paxton Lynch will turn out being better than Osweiler. I think Osweiler will finish out this year. He'll finish out next year. Then they'll cut him because he has like $30-some million guaranteed over the first 2 years.
Yeah. So do they just roll with Savage from here?
Why not?
I don't see that. Tom Savage, you know, when he was quarterback at the University of Pittsburgh a couple years ago, I said, "There's no way this guy's not that good."
Well, you never
He's not
know,
an NFL but, quarterback.
Yep, absolutely. And again, that's Bengals Texans on Christmas Eve night at 8:25. The rest of the schedule: Dolphins, Bills. Jets at Patriots, Titans at Jaguars, Vikings at Packers, Redskins at the Bears, the Falcons and Panthers, Colts and Raiders, Buccaneers and Saints, also the Cardinals and the Seahawks, the 49ers and the Rams, and on Christmas Day at 4:30, the Ravens will be in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Right now, Pittsburgh is 5.5 point favorites. And another Sunday night game is the Broncos and Chiefs, and Kansas City is a 4 point favorite. And Monday night's game is the Lions at the Cowboys.
That's so
That should be a good game. Cowboys right now 7 point favorites in that game. Cowboys showed me a lot the other night when I watched them. Zeke Elliott, I know we had that debate on Friday night's show this past week. Zeke played well, had 188 yards total offense, career high in rushing yards. Had the great celebration jumping into the Salvation Army.
That was great.
Bucket.
And you understand he did that to try and bring awareness to the Salvation
absolutely.
Army.
That's why the NFL
and he
didn't
was hoping.
Find him.
Well, he was hoping to get fined and donate the money. But regardless, he's still going to donate money, which I think was actually a genius move.
It was
a pretty cool move too.
Absolutely.
He jumped in and ducked down. I'm like,
yep.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. But that's the NFL schedule this week, and two games remain. For at least my Bengals and Eric's Browns, and I'm sure your Steelers will advance into January at least 1 week.
It depends on this week, and I'll tell you what, if they can't beat Baltimore in Pittsburgh in a super meaningful game, then they don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
Well, so. I would agree. And also, Chris, we're going to remind our listeners to follow us on Twitter at @big_zsports and like our Facebook page at WTUZ Big Z Sports. And again, don't forget to go to Sammy Sue's Barbecue in Dover for all your gift card and catering needs.
If you haven't tried Sammy Sue's Barbecue yet, what are you waiting for? Sammy Sue's food is always made from scratch and only with fresh ingredients. If you choose to dine in, they have extraordinary service and reasonable prices. Call 330-602-PORK for catering services or box lunches for your holiday event. Also, Sammy Sue's gift cards make great stocking stuffers. And don't forget about their daily specials. Sammy Sue's is located on Front Street in Dover, or just visit SammySuesBarbecue.net.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Sammy Sue's Barbecue Podcast. I'm Joe Geckler. He is Chris Kale. Chris, it's now time for headlines.
It is time for headlines, and let's dive right into a little high school girls basketball from Monday night.
It would have been better if you said, let's dive into some swimming action, but, hey.
Yeah, but we're diving into basketball.
Okay, let's go.
Like diving on the floor.
There you go. All
basketball. Right. Okay, anyway, this is from the 19th on Monday. The Indian Valley Lady Braves knock off the Claymont Lady Mustangs 44-40. Behind Megan Baker, 17 points. Destiny Barber paced the Mustangs with 13. Dover hammered Ridgewood 52-28. Freshman Sam Blair pumped in 13 points and 6 boards as Dover moves to 4-3 on the season. Zoe Wisentainer added 11, Jordan Kaiser 10 for the Tornadoes. Audrey Tingle led the 4-3 Generals with 12 points but was held scoreless in the second half. Highland destroyed Strasburg 96-15.
What?
The Hawks were up 31-0 after one.
Stop it. Did you say 15?
96-15.
Oh my goodness.
31-0 at the end of the first quarter. Morgan McMillan had 23 points and Sarah Keim 22. The Hawks are 6-0, 5-0 in the IVC. Julie Schutball led the Tigers with 6 points. Bel Air beat Harrison Central 75-50 behind Macy Crozier's 16 points. The Huskies fall to 4-4 on the season. Kidron Christian down Sandy Valley 57-39. Talia Miller with 21 points for Kidron Christian. Sandy Valley was led by Carly Altimore with 13. Bishop Donahue got past Conotton Valley 55-31. Josie Papura had 20 points for Donahue. Kelsey Manbeck led the Rockets with 9 points as they fall to 0-5 on the season. In swimming action from Monday night, the 19th, the New Philadelphia boys posted a 149-59 win over Marietta, but the girls fell 139-62. In bowling action, Harrison Central topped Indian Valley 15-10-12-89. In girls action, Bristol Melzer led Indian Valley with a 271 two-game high. And in boys action, Harrison Central completed the sweep with a 1986-18-22 win. Mitch Dunlap rolled a 370 for the Braves. That's your high school action. Taking a look at college girls basketball for Monday night. And the number one UConn Lady Huskies down number 12 Ohio State 82-63 behind Katie Lou Samuelson's 26 points. The Huskies have won 85 games in a row. Not 8, not 5, but 85 games in a row.
That's just stupid. I mean, it is. That's just dumb.
It is. I think Gino Auriemma needs to learn how to coach. That's what I think. Kelsey,
go somewhere where you're challenged.
Yeah, come on, you man. Know what I mean? Go to the women's NBA.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Go to the NBA and do that. Men's college basketball.
What he needs to do is just take the Lady Huskies and play in the WNBA and be challenged.
All 5 starters get drafted every right, year, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, geez. 85 wins in a row for the Lady Huskies. Kelsey Mitchell was held to 4 points in the second half. She finished with 19 for the Buckeyes. 9-4 on the season. And I guess if UConn's 185 in a row, they're undefeated on the year.
I think so. For the last like 5 years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And obviously, coming up on Christmas, we won't have another podcast until after Christmas. I will not be with you and Eric on Friday night. I have my family's Christmas. They're all coming up from Cincinnati. So you and Chris, or you and Eric, do a great job on Friday night. And again, Merry Christmas to you guys. I can't do this show without you. And thank you very much.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I'd like to say, you know, just remember all those men and women out there, especially our troops who can't be home for Christmas and don't get to spend Christmas with their families. You know, just keep them in your thoughts and prayers, as a lot of them will have sand in their turkey this year or sand in their hand, in their ham. And that's not, you know, not the way you want to spend Christmas. But you know what? That's what has to happen for us to be able to have the freedoms that we do. So just remember that. Of course, remember the reason for the season. It's not about, you know, receiving gifts and all that good stuff. You know, just hug the ones you love. Tell them you love them when you can. And spend time with family and friends. That's what matters. I will part with this question to you.
Okay. Do I have to answer it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think Deshaun Watson screwed up by saying it doesn't matter what the voter says? He's the best quarterback in the country. Do you think that's all over Ohio State's billboard? Or do you think... not a big deal of coming out and saying that.
I don't know if it's a big deal, but I don't think he needs to be talking like that. As in, you know, I mean, I get it. He probably is the best overall quarterback that was up for the Heisman. I mean, he can run, he can throw. If you know, I like Lamar Jackson. I mean, I think he's not going to be an NFL quarterback by any means.
No, I agree with you 100%.
He's going to be a wide receiver. Deshaun Watson, I think he can play in the NFL. I think he will do well in the NFL.
Deshaun Watson gets drafted by the Cleveland Browns. What does he go next year?
He'll go
2-14.
I thought you meant where in the draft he
No, would go. I mean he's going to go 2-14 if the Browns draft him.
He might.
He's terrible.
He might.
I don't. I think he's going to be a garbage pro. But then again, I thought Cam Newton was going to be a garbage pro. See, so I guess he can't listen.
See,
to me.
I think Watson is on that mold of kind of of Cam Newton. I don't think the physical talent, so to speak, that Cam Newton has. I think Deshaun Watson's head is on his shoulders better than Cam Newton's is, and I think he's a smarter, more fundamentally sound quarterback than Cam Newton. I think Deshaun Watson will be a decent pro. I don't know if he'll win an MVP like Cam did, but you know what? I think Deshaun will be a good player. I think he's a good player in college, and hopefully that'll translate into the NFL. If the Browns, I don't think the Browns will take him number one overall. He'll go in the first round.
I don't think there's a franchise quarterback in the draft.
I would agree with that. But I think Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback. I don't think you don't want to put that up on the defensive blackboard for the Buckeyes, because now they're going to come after him, and he's playing a defense like he has not seen in the Fiesta Bowl this year, and it will be interesting to see what happens in that game. But I don't care that he said it, but I don't think it was very smart.
Yeah, I agree with you. So we will hold down the fort Friday night. You have a great time with your family. Enjoy spending it with your family and your friends. And we'll see you after Christmas.
Will do. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
With that, this week's edition of the Sammy Sue's Barbecue Big Z Sports Podcast will come to a close. From all of us here at Big Z Sports, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a very happy new year.
This has been the Internet Broadcast from Big Z Sports.